Callahans. Since our friends, the Callahans, arrived home from India, Mrs. Callahan hasn't been feeling too well. The old climate didn't agree with her at all. William Armstrong announced as he crossed his legs and settled himself on the chaise lounge. Rosie, the brown and white lively spaniel puppy, curled up behind her master's legs. "That dog gets more attention than any of the rest of us in this house," Mrs. Armstrong joked as her husband pulled Rosie over onto his lap. "Hush, woman, and wait. Your turn will come next," William Armstrong retorted with a wide grin on his handsome face. "I'm so looking forward to meeting these people," remarked Catherine, looking up from her book. "You won't have to wait too long," Mrs. Armstrong replied. "I've invited them to dinner on Friday evening." William and Catherine Callahan arrived perfectly on time. Of course, they only lived up the street, within walking distance. They were a delightful couple, she a Quaker and William a Protestant, as were all the Armstrongs' friends and dinner guests. Mary was excited about the dinner party for two reasons. Firstly, it was an opportunity to get all dolled up in the newest addition to her wardrobe, and secondly, her latest boyfriend, Willie, was invited. William Macaulay was a student doctor at the Apothecary's Hall, and the Armstrongs approved of the romance. Mary couldn't wait to show him off to everyone, especially to Catherine, who in time grew very fond of him, as did James. Of course, they weren't to realise at this point that he was to be their future brother-in-law. "And how about you, Catherine?" William Callahan smiled down the table. "Any eligible young men in your life at the moment?" Catherine was about to answer, but James jumped in before her. "Our Kitty has had so many lads take her out walking, and to more balls than any other girl this side of the Liffey. All of them very eligible, and with plenty of prospects. She'll walk with them, dance with them, but as for getting serious about any of them, well, they haven't a hope. Brother James thinks of nothing else these days, only getting me married off to some of his wild, wealthy friends," Catherine responded as she gave James a friendly kick under the table. "Ouch, Kitty, that hurt." "And so it should. It was meant to." Catherine laughed heartily. "To answer your question, Mr. Callahan, now that I have put my baby brother in his place, no, there is no particular young man in my life right now." Catherine nodded up the table at the gentle, elderly man, and they both laughed. Having met Catherine for the first time, both Callahans were impressed by her charming personality. As the months passed and Catherine became a regular visitor to the Callahan house in Mary Street, they grew extremely fond of her and invited her to come to live with them. Catherine welcomed their kind invitation. They had no children of their own and were now getting on in years. Catherine brought laughter and new life into the home of the elderly Callahan couple. She displayed such wonderful qualities that they were thrilled to have invited her to share their home and their vast wealth. While they too disapproved of her strong determination to remain Catholic, they very much approved of her work among the poor and were extremely generous in their contributions. Catherine, her cousin Anne, and their little band of helpers were able to continue helping the needy. The city of Dublin was not the safest place to live at this particular time. The rebellion of 1798 and all that followed had left its mark. Law and order in many cases had broken down, and it was often not safe for the well-off middle class to walk the streets. William Callahan was fearful for his family, and so he bought a house in the country, about 6 miles from the city. "Kitty, dear, don't worry about leaving your poor friends. You can have the carriage any time you wish and come to visit them." William Callahan understood what was in Catherine's heart. "Thank you, Mr. Callahan. You are most generous and caring. I love the thought of going back to the country, but I couldn't bear the thought of leaving my beloved poor friends." "It would all work out, dearest daughter. Don't worry." William Callahan put his arms around Catherine's shoulders, reassuringly, and hugged her.